Donald Trump, Democrats shameful for weak condemnation of anti-Semitism. By Charlie Spiering on March 7, 2019. President Donald Trump criticized House Democrats for failing to strongly condemn anti-Semitic statements in their party. "It is shameful that House Democrats won't take a stronger stand against anti-Semitism in their conference," Trump wrote. "Anti-Semitism has fueled atrocities throughout history and it's inconceivable they will not act to condemn it." House Democrats revolted against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's attempt to pass a resolution to condemn anti-Semitism after freshman Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar accused American supporters of Israel as having an allegiance to a foreign country. "The House resolution is now expected to condemn all hate, not single out anti-Semitism." The controversy inspired 2020 presidential candidates to speak out. Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, and Elizabeth Warren defended Omar in a statement, claiming that criticism of Israel should not be considered anti-Semitic. "What I fear is going on in the House now is an effort to target Congresswoman Omar as a way of stifling that debate. That's wrong," Sanders said in a statement. Harris warned that the resolution would endanger Omar's safety. "I'm concerned that the spotlight being put on Congresswoman Omar may put her at risk," she said. Warren also supported Omar's right to criticize Israel and American supporters of Israel. "Branding criticism of Israel as automatically anti-Semitic has a chilling effect on our public discourse and makes it harder to achieve a peaceful solution between Israelis and Palestinians," she said.